Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are at the midway point of the PIAA State Playoffs. Two rounds in the books and two rounds coming up this week before we wrap up the entire school year. Semifinals Monday, championships Thursday and Friday at Penn State University for both baseball and softball. Time to salute our WPIL Team of the Week. It's the Shaler Titans. Their head coach, Tom Source, kind enough to join us. Tom, congratulations. Well, first of all, welcome and thank you for joining us. And congrats on what has been a heck of a season for the Titans.
Yeah, I appreciate you having us on. Has been a great year for us.
Yeah, you had last year, you've had a couple of, really since the COVID shutdown, a couple of really good regular seasons. Lost in the first round in 2021, lost to Penn Trafford last spring in the WPIL quarterfinals. With so many key elements coming back, and you probably were aware of some young talent coming up through the pipeline, was there this kind of optimism? Did you envision this kind of season way back before things started in the spring?
Well, I think we do a kind of a fall program, and we knew we had some good kids coming up because that's where we get to meet them. We do 8 or 10 or 12 games in the fall. We never anticipated that we would be undefeated to a certain extent. We only had two returning starters, and you know, we didn't know the mix, how it was going to work. So I don't know. It kind of worked out. It worked out well for us. The kids really performed well. It was a good mix together. They blended well.
Yeah, the victories were mounting and mounting and mounting. And next thing you know, a lot of people paying attention. A lot of people seeing that big zero in the loss column. We had Bethany on as our player of the week a few weeks ago. And she said it was something that really the team didn't talk about. Was that on your marching orders, or was that something that nobody really, you know, you just, what was coming up next?
Our whole thing was just playing one game at a time. I mean, I never really specifically said anything. They never talked about it, so I never said anything. And I thought that was a good, it worked out well for us because we only cared about the game we were playing that day. So. Yeah. That standpoint, that was it.
I thought, you know, I know that the coaches always have that mindset. And a lot of times they try to instill it in the players. And the fact that it came sort of natural, as you were saying, for these young players is pretty neat. The old Chuck Knoll singleness of purpose, you know, what's the next step instead of what's going on or what has been accomplished?
I'm just looking at my phone here. My phone battery seems to be dying on me. I don't want to mess you up. I don't know. We stuck pretty much to, we've actually took it one game at a time, like I said before. Right. Nothing special, nothing. We were still fitting players in at that point through most of the season and seeing where we lined up once we got to the playoffs. So we made some changes and everything seemed to be working out exactly the way we planned it.
You got a special youngster in the circle. Bree Basilovac has been tremendous, to say the least. At what point did you, because it wasn't, you know, you gave Bree the ball on day one and said, it's all yours. No. She was sort of slowly worked into the mix.
Yeah, I mean, I had heard how good she was for the coaching staff down below, and I had known her since she was 6 years old. But the thing that we were trying to deal with, we had a very good senior pitcher, and it isn't about just having best players; it's about having that team mix. And she started the majority of the games, and we brought Bria in as a closer to try and keep both kids active. At the same time, keep the team chemistry working. That's a vital, I think that's vital as you move along. She was very receptive of it. And as when you talk to her, I mean, she's one of the leading hitters in the WPIL. Right. So, I mean, it was a good mix for us. It actually gave her a chance to concentrate on her hitting too. So I think that helped her out.
And that's something she told us she embraced a little bit too, is that she didn't feel that burden of having to do both the pitching and try to lead it with her bat as well.
She has been the resurgence of the program over the last 3 years since COVID. She really has been. You know, it's difficult when you get into a situation where you can make a decision and put one pitcher in over the other. We feel that gives us the best chance to win right now. But she has definitely been a big, big part of this program and getting it back to where we need to be.
Yeah. Impressive young lady, that's for sure. And
absolutely,
a lot could have gone wrong. It didn't. And kudos to her and the entire group. So you guys are humming along. You beat Bethel Park in the first round of the district playoffs, Franklin Regional in the quarterfinals. You go up against Trinity, sloppy start for the Titans. You fall behind, you catch up, tie game. They win it in extra innings. Had to have been a tough, tough loss. And it says a lot to me about how you guys, because a lot of teams that lose that are expected to win, that lose in the semifinals, really do not do well in those consolation games. You guys, with everything on the line, were able to bounce back.
Well, you know what? We figured if we're going to lose a game, that's the one to lose, because you got a chance to come back.
Right.
Hats off to them. Trinity did what they had to do to beat us, and we didn't help our situation any at the beginning of the game. We battled, but they made the plays they needed to make to win that game. So, my hat's off to them. They're two good coaches that worked there, Sean and Ryan, that I know. When we came back the second time, we wanted to play our best, and I thought we probably played our best game of the year.
Yeah. We'll get to that victory the other day over Trinity in a moment, but let's start after you beat South Fayette. You earn your spot. Tough assignment against a very good Central Mountain team, the District 6 champions in round one. Emily Spears, the big hit, the two-run homer, and then Bria with a dominant performance, 17 strikeouts.
Absolutely. That's one of the other things that's been working out. When we've struggled to knock some runs in from the top of the lineup, somebody's picking up the slack. And, all we needed was those two runs. So that worked very well. They were a very good team, well-coached team. And we just hit that one good hit. I don't think we had more than four or five hits that game. Their pitcher was pretty tough, too. So it worked out well.
All right. Survive in advance. That's what you guys did. You knock off Central Mountain. You get the rematch with Trinity, and totally different start to this one. A nice tidy top of the first. You guys come to bat in the bottom of the first, and with two on and one out, Bethany goes yard to make it 3-0. You had told us afterward, the media, that she had been struggling a little bit as of late, and talking to her afterwards, she admitted that was a big hit.
Well, she's not getting a lot to hit. They're pitching around her quite a bit. And I was very surprised they didn't walk her in the first inning, to say the least. So, they took the chance. It worked out well for us because she hit a bomb. I mean, when she hits it, there's no doubt, it's gone.
Yeah. It was funny. We were, we were talking to their coach, and he said that he was going back and forth whether to pitch to her or not. And he did. And obviously that didn't work out well for them. Worked out great for you guys. 3-0 lead. And then you add on, as good teams do, with the solo homers, Maya in the second, Ella in the third. Every run's a big one, right?
You never have enough runs. You never have enough runs. That's the way I look at it. We try and throughout that game after that, I always was trying to get at least one more, because you never know. These teams hit the ball. We make a mistake or something, and they're back in the game. But Bria kept us going. She's a little fireball in there, and she's pretty intense for a ninth grader.
She is impressive. 17 or strikeouts, actually 10 strikeouts, only allowed the one run, which was a two-out seventh-inning homer to spoil the shutout. I'm sure she was a little disappointed there, but nonetheless, she rebounded, got the final out, and you guys advance. with the 5-1 victory over Trinity, now sets up sort of a much anticipated matchup when the brackets, when the WPIL brackets came out. Armstrong 1, Shaler 2. Never did see that matchup in the district playoffs. We get it now. Armstrong, pretty good. What do you know about the Riverhawks?
Well, I mean, you know what? They've been there for 3 years. I played them a few, 2 years ago. We played at their place. I think they were coached by someone different at that point.
Right.
We did very well against them, but those kids were younger. They've been where I want to get. So I got a lot of respect for them. Our team does. We know it's going to be a battle. They hit the ball. And it'll be a good matchup from our pitcher to their hitters. And we'll just see what happens. It's, you know, you got to play. There's nobody that's bad that's left. No. So, you know, we're going to do our best. We're hopefully things shine for us and work for us. And we have an opportunity to move on. But we have a lot of respect for them.
This is might come across as a strange question, but I'll ask it anyway, because that's what they pay me to do, ask strange questions. You guys are playing Armstrong Monday, 2:00 at Gateway High School. You just beat Trinity at Gateway High School. Does that help, having played, especially since it is an all turf surface? Does that help having just played there?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've played 4 games there.
Okay.
Or 3 games there, and once at Fox Chapel. But yeah, I mean, you know, the bounces. You get used to with how the field takes it and how the field takes the ball. And I'm not so sure I like a 2:00 start, because the sun's going to be right in our second baseman's in the but right fielder's eyes. But yeah, I mean, it's comfortable. It's close. It's better than driving like we had to go to Central Mountain. I'll put it that way. That was a beast of a ride.
Well, you're hoping to take one more long ride, and that would be up to Happy Valley in the championship. You mentioned that's where everybody at this point, everybody really throughout the season, wants to be end up in mid-June at Penn State University. But because of how special this season has been, the future is very bright for the Shaler program. You got a lot of good underclassmen. This team is going to be in the mix again next year, but for that special group of seniors, we talked about, you know, Bethany. I'm sure you as a coach really, really want to see them get a taste of that as well.
We've been talking about it since the beginning of the season. We realize we have a good team, and I want them to have that experience. I did it with my daughter as a parent, but now as a coach, I want them to have that feeling. I remember how good it felt as a parent and the team that the way my daughter does was involved in it. But it's something that's special, and I tell them they'll remember the rest of their lives. So
yep.
There's not a lot of good things going on. This will be a nice special thing for all. Right now is even special. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Right now, being involved in this, talking to you, it's special for our group, and we're excited about it. We really are truly excited about it.
There's a lot of teams across the Commonwealth, but especially here in our little neck of the woods, southwestern Pennsylvania, who would love to be playing on Monday. You guys get that opportunity against Armstrong again at 2:00. Tom, congratulations again on the tremendous success this team has had. Hopefully you guys can finish it off, get to Happy Valley and bring home some gold to the Shaler area.
That too. We're going to stop at the Creamery when we get up there too. So we did that after we left Central Mountain. I appreciate you having us on, and we thank you for making us a team of the week.
No problem. Tom, good luck.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Tom Source, he's the head coach of the Shaler Titans. His phone made it through, so kudos to the Tom Source phone for letting us finish that interview on low battery. Trust me, I've been there. So congratulations. It's going to be, again, a much anticipated matchup. Shaler victories over Central Mountain 2-1, and Trinity, the reigning WPIO champions, 5-1, against an Armstrong team that has really opened up on offense. My goodness, 30 runs in their 2 victories. They beat Mechanicsburg out of District 3, 15-4 in the opening round. Shelley Clope with four hits. Armstrong blowing it open with six runs in the fourth, five runs in the sixth inning en route to that 11-run victory over Mechanicsburg. And then they beat Westchester Ruston from District 1, 15-0 in the quarterfinals. So while Shaler's sort of been sweating it out, Armstrong's been cruising to this point. Jordan Klingensmith, two hits, including a grand slam. She had six RBI for the Riverhawks. Emma Smerick, three hits, three runs, and two RBI. Armstrong, 21-2. Shaler, with their two victories, now 21-1. Trinity, which had defeated Solanco in the first round, 8-3, ends their season 20-3. But again, a golden season after winning WPIAL gold. Armstrong Shaler, Monday at 2 o'clock, other side of the bracket. It will be Abington Heights against Northern York. Abington Heights, the champions of District 2, defeating Oxford in the quarterfinals 9-7. Northern York, champions of District 3, they have outscored their two opponents 23-0 en route to the semifinals. They beat Upper Dublin, 10-0 in the quarterfinals. That Abington Heights Northern York game at Patriots Park in Allentown at 6 p.m. So Armstrong Shaler winners probably not going to travel to Allentown to see that one. That'd be a tad late anyway, but they'll have to wait and see to who their opponent will be in the 6 or the 5A championship game. So let's go up to 6A now, where only one team from the WPIL entered the PIAA playoffs. That was champion Hempfield. They shut out Mifflin County in the first round, 5-0. Riley Miller has been fantastic. The sophomore only allowed three hits and eight strikeouts in defeating the champions of District 6. Lauren Howard had three hits, freshman sensation. She continued her hot stick in the quarterfinals. Howard with a double, a home run, and two RBI. Miller allowed three hits with three strikeouts as Hempfield shut out Downingtown East from District 1, 2-0. So the Spartans have yet to yield a run in their two state playoff wins. They now go up against District 3 champion Cumberland Valley. Cumberland Valley beat Haverford 14-5 in the state quarterfinals. That game will be taking place at St. Francis University in Loretto. Yes. 4 o'clock on Monday for the Spartans and Eagles. Eastern part of the 6A bracket, it'll be District 1 power and undefeated North Penn taking on Chambersburg out of District 3. Chambersburg beat Nazareth in the quarterfinals 9-1. North Penn 18-0. Over Hazleton, that North Penn Chambersburg game at Millersville University Monday, also a later start at 6 p.m. All right, finally in 4A softball, two WPIL teams will meet in the quarterfinals. That means guaranteed to have one of them playing in the championship on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 at the Nittany Lions Softball Park. Three teams from District 4 making it into the PIAA playoffs in round one. Montour beat District 6 champion Bellefonte 5-2. Caitlin Molitoris allowing six hits, one earned run, nine strikeouts. Mia Arndt and Delaney Bartow with two hits each to lead the Spartans on offense. Also in the first round, Elizabeth Forward, a 7-2 winner over District 10 champion Cathedral Prep. Julia Resnick with three hits, including a triple. Carly Suckup with three hits as well as EF prevailed. And Belle Vernon over Camp Hill Trinity out of District 3, 6-3. So all three WPL teams were winners in the first round. Lauren Van Divner, Lexi Daniels, each with a double and two RBI for the Leopards. So we go to the quarterfinals. Montour over District 12's Archbishop Wood by a score of 5-0. Caitlin Molitoris again, 5 hits, 14 strikeouts in the game. Jana Hess, a triple, a run scored, and an RBI in the victory for the Spartans, who now improved to 17-4 as they head to the state semifinals. EF Belle Vernon, rematch of the WPIL semifinal game in which Belle Vernon rolled to a victory, handing EF their first loss. EF, much like Shaler Trinity, gets revenge. Warriors 4, Leopards 3. Olivia Grimm, 2-run double in the top of the sixth inning, top of the seventh inning, is the difference. That was the one of 2 hits for Grimm on the afternoon. Shelby Telegdi for Elizabeth Forward allowed 2 hits, or had 2 hits offensively, including a home run, 3 RBI. She was also the winning pitcher, allowing 6 hits and 3 strikeouts as Elizabeth Forward improves now to 20-1. Belle Vernon, WPL championship, much like Trinity, but their season ends with a record of 19-5. So Elizabeth Forward and Montour coming up at Gateway. So there's that doubleheader at Gateway. Shaler Armstrong at 2 o'clock in 5A. Montour, Elizabeth Forward at 4 o'clock in class 4A. Over on the other side of the bracket, it'll be District 11 champion Blue Mountain. They have outscored their two opponents 19-0 to get to the state semifinals. They beat Jersey Shore 4-0 last week. They will take on Northwestern Lehigh, the runners-up in District 2. So the District 11 championship game will play out again. Blue Mountain beat Northwestern Lehigh in that D11 title game. Northwestern Lehigh earning their spot in the state semifinals with a 12-2 win over Archbishop Ryan. Patriots Park in Allentown, 4 p.m. start for Blue Mountain, Northwestern Lehigh, Montour EF, 4 o'clock Gateway. If you're looking for an update in the state playoffs in 3A, 2A, Class A, check out our WPL Softball Player of the Week podcast with Mia Prues of Union. All right, that'll do it for our Team of the Week podcast in softball. Thanks to Tom Source of the Shaler Titans for joining us. Thanks to Chris Lackner, our producer. I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us. Rebel Yell Podcast here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.